Yo le digo, mira, esposa, no hay de otro.
I said, look, wife, there is no other way I can support you and our family. I have to go out and dive. And I went out. My wife was crying, but I went and it was okay.
Y me salió bien el viaje.
Along the Mosquito Coast in Honduras, thousands of men make their living diving for lobster. Dozens are seriously hurt on the job every year. Producer Claudine LaMonaco has the story of one diver who's just not ready to quit. I'm Samantha Brown. You're listening to the Nature Stories podcast. This podcast is curated by Atlantic Public Media in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Each week we bring you pieces about the intersection of people and place. Here's Lobster Diver, produced by Claudine LaMonaco with Homelands Productions.
On land, Romulo Graham is a crippled man. His knees tremble when he walks, and he looks like he might crumple with every step. But in water, he says he is perfect, strong, and able to work. For the last 30 years, Graham has made his living diving, more than 100 feet deep, down to the floor of the Caribbean, stalking lobster. In places like Maine and Nova Scotia, lobsters are caught in traps. But where Romulo Graham lives, on the Mosquito Coast in Honduras, it's cheaper to use divers than it is to use traps. Cheaper, but a lot more dangerous. 20 years ago, Graham was diving at around 120 feet when things went wrong.
Cuando me accidenté, yo pensé traerle más.
The day of my accident, I wanted to catch more lobster than anybody else. I used a lot of tanks that day, 16 tanks. In those days, we didn't have any training.
Teoría de buceo nunca sabía nosotros.
The way these guys dive, that's more than 6 hours at depth. U.S. diving experts say that about an hour split between 3 to 4 dives would be safe. But Graham's story is common here, and you can see the consequences. Walk through Graham's village, or any village along the Mosquito Coast, and if you didn't know better, you'd think there'd been a war here. Beneath the towering mango trees and coconut palms, men move along the dirt paths on crutches or in wheelchairs. Family members pull quadriplegics on planks with wheels. All of them were injured diving. Graham's own problem started as a sharp pain in his ribs when he came up from his 16th dive. Within a half hour, he was completely paralyzed.
Solamente movía mi cabeza y mis ojos.
I could only move my head and my eyes were looking around, but I couldn't speak and my tongue couldn't move.
Y mis lenguas también no podía moverme.
He couldn't breathe and passed out. He came to a clinic not far from his village.
Un doctor me dijo, ay, muchachos,
there was a doctor there, and he said, oh, my son, you can't walk anymore. You are paralyzed. And I began to think, I'm so young, and now I'm paralyzed? I have 3 girls to look over. My God, if I die, who's going to take care of these 3 little girls?
Graham needed a decompression chamber, but the nearest one was on the Cayman Islands, and the boat captain wasn't going to pay for that. Graham spent months in bed. Several times a day, his wife would exercise his fingers, toes, and legs. After 9 months, he got out of bed with crutches. Finally, he threw away the crutches.
I'd fall on the ground all the time, but I wasn't ashamed. I'd get up and walk again. People would say, you're falling in the streets, why don't you stay at home? And I would tell them, no. Sure, I fall, but it's not a problem.
Graham tried farming for a couple of years, but his kids would often go hungry. His wife begged him not to go back to sea. If you die, she said, then what good will you be?
Yo le digo, mira, esposa, no hay de otro.
I said, look, wife, there is no other way I can support you and our family. I have to go out and dive. And I went out. My wife was crying, but I went and it was okay.
Y me salió bien el viaje.
Graham still dives, but he's trying to save others from the injuries that he suffered. Today, he's out on a small boat teaching a handful of Mosquito Indians the basics of diver safety. Graham's one of about a dozen lobster divers certified this spring as teachers by the Honduran Navy. It's the first systematic attempt to train the country's divers. Diving's the only industry on the Mosquito Coast. Aggressive divers can earn up to $6,000 in a six-month season. Graham has the men review their charts to see how long they can dive and check their equipment to make sure it works. Scuba gear here is outdated and often malfunctions. Divers have no depth gauges and no way of knowing how much air they have left. During lobster season, these guys will go out for 2 weeks at a time on boats crammed with as many as 100 men. The lobster stocks are so depleted here that every year the divers have to go deeper. Graham tells his students they need to slow down.